back in pads and against the wind today at Saints Camp 2014, presented by Verizon here at the Greenbrier. Hi again, everybody. I'm Sean Kelly, and that's John DeShazer. Welcome in to the afternoon wrap here on NewOrleansSaints.com. Yes, John, cooler today. We've been talking about cooler temperatures now for a couple of days, but significantly cooler today, and winds coming whistling out of the west today.
Yeah, I think that affected some of the passing game today. Maybe it would have affected some of the punting game if you get into that part of the special teams. Really, maybe, what, 10 to 20 mile an hour gust. Nice, crisp day here.
Yeah, no doubt. And it continued from the start of practice all the way through the end. Again, no problems with the rain today. We saw lots of sunshine. That was good news, too. According to head coach Sean Payton, there was a mix of good and need of improvement today here at practice.
I thought we had good tempo at practice. I thought it was crisp. We'll see the film. And, you know, again, it kind of goes back and forth. I thought in the kicking game as well, we did some good things. But after our second padded practice, there were a lot of things that we can coach up and get corrected.
John, one unit remains on an uptick, and for the second consecutive day, we saw a nice effort by the Saints defense.
Well, we've seen these guys get their hands on a lot of balls. Now, also, the defensive line has done a decent job of batting down balls, but the secondary in particular has been really proficient at getting their hands on balls.
Yeah, and that leads us right to our play of the day, John.
Yeah, Keenan Lewis here drops back into coverage, makes a leaping pass breakup. Looks like an interception, but actually just a pass breakup. And it was actually the second of consecutive outstanding plays where he got some PBUs.
Yeah, and of course, with that, Coach Payton had plenty of nice things to say about the defense's play here again on this Monday.
I said this yesterday, there's some periods where all of a sudden it seems like, you know, you're completing a lot of balls. There's other periods where you're not. And I thought defensively it was better today than it was yesterday in the morning. And so you just keep looking for signs of improvement and you want that to happen back and forth, but on both sides of the ball.
Another guy who noticed the defense's play today actually comes from the other side of the ball, and that usually gives us good perspective. Today after practice, Ben Watson, backup tight end, spoke to the media, and he was quick to point out what he thought was a pretty good effort by those guys going up against him today.
Well, they had a lot more movement today, I think. Especially in that blitz package, the blitz period, they did a lot of moving around. They disguised a lot. And that's kind of how things go in training camp. Usually start off pretty vanilla on both sides of the ball. Then the offense starts doing shifts and motions, and the defense has to adjust, and the defense starts disguising coverages and showing man when they're playing zone and things like that. So by the time you get to the first scrimmage, most of everything will be in, and it'll really be like a game-type situation.
John, before we get to the offensive side of the football and continue that conversation, special teams hold still a very prominent place in practice here through the first 4 days.
Well, we've seen the Saints open practice with special teams, close practice with special teams, go over some more drills during special teams. There is an emphasis on the unit. Now, we know that they want to be better in the coverage units and the return units, but they are really putting emphasis on it with, among others, Brandon Cooks in the return game.
Yep, no doubt. So, again, when we go back to Sean Payton's kind of pre-camp press conference, there were a couple of points of emphasis that he was sure to hammer home. One was on the defensive side of the football, more takeaways. We've seen a lot of work and progress there. Special teams, like you mentioned, obviously the time put forth in the first days of practice there. The last thing was the run game, and not just running the football, but also defending the run. Today after practice, head coach Sean Payton gave us perhaps his longest answer or explanation, however you want to see it, about that point of emphasis here for training camp.
Well, I think a point of emphasis for our players is not only in our run defense, our run offense, you know, having the ability to control the game, both on defense and on offense. That's something we've talked about. We've talked about into this training camp. And so I know we'd like to improve defending the run and certainly like to improve in our running game. And when you start defensively and you can take away that element from an offense, that's pretty significant. And we played games offensively where we felt like that area has been taken away, and I know it just it really limits you then, and so I think that that's an area we want to improve in. But I would say that goes offensively as well, and that's you know, just there's times in the second half where you want to have a little bit better control of a game, and in order to do that, it starts with run offense and run defense.
Just kind of a follow-up. Based on the really good teams in the NFC, do you think because of their physical nature that that's something that you have to be able to counteract?
Well, we think we're one of those teams. You know, and we played that way in our first playoff game against Philadelphia and really approached the second playoff game much the same way. So now, do we want to improve in that area? Yes, but we feel like that's going to be important for us, and we feel like we're one of those teams.
Now, one aspect of that running game, of course, is the running back. And, of course, Kyrie Robinson turned a lot of heads last year. John, it seems that he's improved upon last year already so far in camp.
Yeah, undrafted rookie said one of the things he mainly wanted to improve on was his pass blocking skills, but he's always been a hard runner. He's a guy who likes to get between the tackles, and he's shown a lot of that here in training camp.
Here once again, head coach Sean Payton, this time now on Kyrie Robinson.
I'm not sure if his weight's different. He certainly is further along, though, with what we're doing. And the improvement he's made just with regards to protections. And so what you see is a player that once he knows what to do is all of a sudden not as hesitant, much more decisive. You know, he had a real good run cut today. He's physical, and he's just really continued to improve.
One last note about the morning practice today. Coach Payton kind of pumped in, if you will, a distraction for his football team. For the first time here at training camp, the loudspeakers were out. They call it the 12th man. They usually use it to pump in crowd noise. But today it was a lot of loud music during stretching and some of the individual position group drills. Just a little something to throw in there to help guys, as Coach mentioned, focus on the task at hand from one play until the next. The day continues a little bit later on the field turf field, which is referred to here at the Greenbrier as the lower field. That's at 4:30 Eastern time today.
Yeah, that allows the upper fields to rebound a little bit. And so you work out on the lower fields. Field turf, as you mentioned, nothing's going to happen down there. You can get in a little bit of work. Plus, it's only a walkthrough, so this is more mental preparation than anything.
Yeah, ball caps and jerseys for that walkthrough. That goes for about an hour. John and I will be there in case there's anything that we need to pass along to you. Otherwise, look for John's written word on NewOrleansSaints.com as the day continues, and then we'll be right back with you tomorrow. Same schedule. 8:50 a.m. Eastern time for the big practice, if you will. And we'll have a morning report for you, not only on NewOrleansSaints.com, but on your Saints app, too. And then John and I will be tweeting and keeping you up to speed throughout the practice as well. That'll do it for us here on this Monday, day 4 at the Greenbrier. Another good day for the black and gold as they continue here during training camp 2014 presented by Verizon. For John Schaefer, I'm Sean Kelly. Have a great rest of your Monday.